Hey everyone, Matthew Cook, founder and CEO of GTC Golf Academy and host of the Lower Golf Scores podcast. I am a PGA teaching professional, I'm a published author and speaker, and I'm also a member of the Professional Golfers Association of Great Britain. This podcast has one very clear and simple goal, and that is to help you lower your golf scores. Let's get into it. Hey everybody, Matthew Cook here, founder and CEO of GTC Golf Academy and host of the Lower Golf Scores podcast. I am on the road heading home from the golf club. Just played nine holes with my buddy Ian Highfield. And I wanted to just do a quick podcast and share something that has only just now, as I'm 30 years old and playing less frequently, let's say, even though I teach almost every day and I play a little bit a lot of the times. I don't play like 9 or 18 holes like competitively, like legit playing golf all that often. And so injury, I mean, I know I'm only 30 years old, so I'm still really young, but even at 30, it's so important, in fact critical, that you loosen up, warm up, and understand your own body. Understand what your body can and cannot do. I have not had a physical screening for years, literally years. And so I don't know what my body is capable of doing and what it shouldn't do and what I need to work on from a physical perspective in order to achieve my golfing goals and just to even make swings so I can still play the game in 10 to 20 more years time. So, and look, I'm a pro, so if I'm considering this, then every average and amateur golfer who's older than 30, and that's the masses, right? The masses of golf are like in their 50s, late 40s, 50s, and so for the masses, it's even more important. But I'm realizing this as I'm 30 years old. I just played nine holes. My back right now is killing me. And I could feel the last few holes I played terrible. I hit a couple of drives, but I hit a drive on played the back nine. I hit a drive on 16, par 5. And this is like 550 yards or something like that from where we played, from 550 to 600 yards. I made 550 to like 580, something like that. And I bomb a drive, and I've got 200 yards in. Obviously, downwind, firm grass, absolutely smashed my driver, and I've got 206 yards into the green. So a pretty good drive. I then hit a 7-iron, and I get 7-iron, fly the flag, hit my 7-iron, like, must have carried it like 209, maybe 210, which I typically don't do. Like, that's a big 7-iron. And from that point onwards, I made a decent putt, tapped in for birdie. But from that point on, the next two holes, oh my god, terrible golf. Absolutely shocking. Probably when I went double bogey, bogey finish. Par 5, par 4, double bogey, bogey. All because I couldn't swing. I got to the top of my backswing, and then in the change of when I changed direction, I could feel my lower back just give out. So I can't imagine how many golfers out there are playing and don't really have an idea of their physical capabilities. So I am going to encourage you all to get a screening test from your local golf pro that has a TPI certification, or even just to go to a chiropractor who specializes in sports, because no doubt they'll know what that is, and figure out what you can and can't do. Because ultimately, if you want to improve your swing, fix your swing, whatever it is to do with your golf swing to lower your scores and hit better shots, your body is your golf swing. That's what I can't stress enough. Your body is your golf swing. So what your body can and cannot do will dictate what your swing does and does not do. So for every sort of swing characteristic, there is a direct correlation between that swing characteristic and some and the function of your body. So just a short one today. I want to just stress the importance of warming up, stretching, and putting yourself in a position through training, through physical activity on a regular basis, putting yourself in a position to play this amazing game for life. Because if you don't do things like that, and if I don't do things like that, then, I mean, when I turn 40 years old, 40, 50 years old, I'm not going to be playing anymore because I didn't do what I'm telling and preaching to do right now. So that's all from me today. I'll be back tomorrow. I'll share some tips and tricks on some other cool golf stuff for you. Tune in then, and I'll speak to you soon. Thanks. Bye.